Thanks for joining us for the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. Mass MEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard.
Welcome to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I am Kevin Tata.
Oh,
back
Kevin.
Again.
Yeah, I was, for a second there, I was like, is he going to remember to say
his
name?
I saw you looking at me.
It's been a minute since we've done one of these. So what's, is this your third episode now?
I believe so. Yeah, there was the new guy and then there was Connects, and now it's this one.
Yes.
No spoilers.
No spoilers yet. No spoilers yet. So, so as you know, Kevin, we do have a repeat offender coming back with us today, but we have a newbie. This is so exciting for us. It's great when we have new people on because they always go, what are we doing? What are we speaking to? So, by the end of it, there'll be a natural. So we'll be good to go. You can say that, right? You're a natural now.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem with it whatsoever.
Right. Piece of cake. Natural. Yeah, piece of cake. So we're going to get started, and I would like to introduce everybody to our new guest that we have with us today. We have with us Ellen Ellsworth. Ellen is our new director of IGS. And Ellen's going to tell you what the I, the G, and the S stand for. Welcome, Ellen.
Hi there. Innovative Growth Services.
There we go.
IGS stands for.
I like it. Yeah. I get it wrong all the time. So that's why I asked the professionals to say what it is, because I mess it up. So welcome to your first podcast with us.
Thanks. Yeah. Never done a podcast. Listen to plenty of them, but this is exciting.
Yeah. So now you're a part of the group. You're in that group. And of course, always welcome back senior director of business development, another mouthful. That one I know, I should know it, because if I don't, it makes me look bad. Christy Gregnon. So welcome back, Christy.
Thanks for having me back, guys. You know I enjoy these more than anything. So that's good times. Good
right
time.
Now. Yeah, right now everybody's like, oh, she's so lying. she hates this stuff.
I always say something inappropriate on these things and then Haley has to edit it.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, it makes how about job security? Right?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. So we always start with a great little icebreaker before we get started into the podcast. Today we're here, we're talking about a big event that we have coming up in just about 2 weeks. And it feels like we've been working on this for a year. Oh, because we have, that's why. It's a big event we've got coming up. So, but before we jump into that, we want to ask an icebreaker question. So there are now 25 hours in a day. What are you doing with the extra hour in the day?
Oh, that's so easy for me.
Yeah, I know.
Sleeping.
Yeah. Sleeping.
I mean,
that's
how can
mine.
It be anything else?
Well, we actually had during the board meeting, I put together a slide and, yeah, you know, about Ellen. I didn't get to go into it, but that's what I put as my hobby now, because who sleeps?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're all on the same page then. So we're all are getting the extra hour of sleep.
How could it be anything else?
I don't think we can necessarily call it an extra hour of sleep, just potentially an hour of sleep.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow, that was easy. I thought that was going to be a little bit more difficult. I thought maybe some people would be like fancy. It'd be like, oh, you know, I'm going to sit down and read a book, or I'm going to write in a journal, or okay, we are just, this is great. All in the same.
I'd like to think maybe that would happen. Like, oh, I'd go for a walk. Yeah, I've said that and it doesn't happen.
No, yeah.
What about you, Haley? Are you on the sleep train?
Oh, same. Yeah. I'm on the sleep train. Yeah. Yeah. When you think about it, I'm like, I don't know though. Maybe I would like clean my house but I probably wouldn't. I'd end up watching another hour of TV or TikToks.
I haven't gotten on that train yet.
Yeah. The goal is sleep. The reality is TikToks.
I'm right there with you, honestly. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, reality of it. So yeah,
I think I'd have absolutely no. I think it all depends upon where that hour lands.
Mm.
Like if that extra hour lands at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's sleep.
Sleep. Yeah.
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 It can be wherever you want it to be.
Well, but listen. Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, if it's just an extra hour. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put it in the middle of your day and get something done, I guess.
You're a productive person, Kevin, you would do that.
Yeah.
I'm putting mine right at 6. And I'm going to sleep that extra hour, but still get up at 6. So I'm going to be great.
Yeah.
I don't know. In reality, though, you're right. It might end up being like, if I have extra time, I'm like, oh, this meeting just got canceled.
Yeah.
Great. I have an extra hour.
Yeah.
Don't put the extra hour in your workday. That's just crazy talk.
Yeah.
So you can say you got an extra hour with that.
No, Ellen, we got some talking to do off air. Like we got to talk to you about some of your priorities in life afterwards.
We'll table that.
Yeah. We'll table that. No, I think the point of, you know, adding the extra hour into the day, obviously, is to about efficiency and effectiveness. And that's kind of what we are really putting ourselves into when we talk about smart manufacturing, right? And we talk about what smart manufacturing will do, where it will take, you know, our manufacturers or any manufacturers, whether they're small, medium, or large size, and educating them on how maybe they can get that efficiency back into, instead of having that 24-hour day, it feels like there's 25. So that's why we're here. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about our Manufacturing Your Future Smart Manufacturing event. It is when, Kevin?
May 19th. Mm. Big day.
Yes. And what time are we looking at for the day?
8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah, you are right. You got it right.
Well, yes,
we'll get into those nitty gritties for the important part of it. Yes. Right. But we do have some extras that take us into really, I know a lot of people are so excited that this could be a full 12-hour day with Mass MAP. Like, ooh. Yeah, right.
I'm excited.
Yes.
I mean, you got to get excited. It's my birthday. So what better way to send it than a 12-hour day at work?
Wow.
Wonderful. Woo!
So now
Ellen, it's okay. We're going to give you the next day off. Celebrate your birthday the next day.
Everybody's like, wow, that's so nice of them. It's Saturday. That's why she's giving us the next day off. we're going back to where we have
it. Park.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So we, third floor DCU club.
Yep. Yeah. I'm a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So it's a big, big day for us. It's a fun event. It's our second annual. It was such a hit last year. We had so much, requests from it that we said, oh, we've got to do this again, and started planning a year ago. And honestly, I think the other catalyst for it is where manufacturing is going for us in the state of Massachusetts, nationally as well. And so we know that there is a need for educating our manufacturers on this day. So we brought you two in as the subject matter experts on this event to kind of give us a little bit of a rundown, you know, of the day. So if we back this up and we kind of start at, you know, the 7:45 time slot, doors open, it's like Black Friday, people are rambling to get through and up the steps and or close, we'll say it's close to that. And they come in, they register, and then we get started. What can people expect, you know, kind of from what we're going to bring to them for the day? It's for that, let's start with the morning of in that time frame.
Ellen, can I go first?
Sure.
So first thing I think that everybody should expect is obviously coffee right at 8 o'clock.
What I was going to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Number one. And there's two coffee stations so that you don't ever lose sight of the coffee. Wow. But I think most importantly, I just want to give a quick plug to Connects. Connects will be there. So John Russell from i5 Services will be there. We'll have a table and we'll be set up with our internal Olivia Antonelli, who is so good at registering people. But I bring this up because on the 19th, you will have less than a month of national free access for life. So when you come, be ready with your iPhone. We'll have iPads. Register your company with MA Free, capital M, capital A, capital F. Mm-hmm. Get your company on there and then go back and do your profile at a later date, but get registered for the National Free Access for Life.
Yeah, so for anybody that doesn't know, we did do an episode for our podcast. It was episode 76. So it's the one right before this, actually. So it was Kevin's second episode. And it was, so if you need to know a little bit more about Connects, you can obviously go and listen to the podcast. And then any other information, Connects is on our website too. So please, please, please. Yeah, Christy, that's a great point. We less than a month and the code will disappear forever.
Yeah.
Gone into the abyss of the black hole.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, all right, Ellen, you can take away. You can have the rest of the day.
There you go.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah.
Christy handles the coffee.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Priority.
That's okay.
Priority.
That's okay.
Yeah. 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 So what else do we have going on for the day, Ellen? Kind of, you know, you can kind of give us like an overview of what to expect if we're a manufacturer walking through the doors and we're sitting down to learn a little bit about smart manufacturing.
Yeah, so there's going to be a number of tables set up, like, you know, your typical kind of walkthrough when you're going to a show. But the thing that we really like about what we put together for this that you should get excited about is we have keynote speakers. It was Walker Reynolds. Yeah. He's going to be great. I'm really excited for him to come in and just kind of chit chat with him myself. Yeah. But he's our keynote speaker for the day. So I'm excited about that. And then, you know, following him, we're going to have breakout sessions. You know, we heard the feedback from last year, more touch, see, and do. So that's what we're going to have. We're going to have breakout sessions around individual technologies to help people kind of get more comfortable with different technologies, additive manufacturing. And a lot of our breakout sessions are going to have equipment there, right? So automation, Gibson Engineering is going to be there. Additive, MIT is going to be there, you know, showing some of, you know, the return on investments and where can you start.
And I'm just going to, if you haven't gone onto our website to see the speakers and their profiles, we've got Hayden from MIT, who is just, he's so much fun and he has the best outfit on in his picture. Mm-hmm. So definitely get on, check out the profile picture. And if we're lucky, Hayden will show up in the bunny suit for the additive manufacturing. So Hayden, if you're listening,
yeah,
bunny suit would be great.
Yeah, I think it's valid too. Yeah, so yeah.
Kevin's looking at it.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. That is who he is to the core. And it's funny, you know, I know obviously back in the day when we went into the pandemic timeframe and everybody was like changing their profile pictures and they were making them who they really were, their authentic selves in that moment, right? I think that's always been Hayden's authentic profile, right? There's never been a moment where it's like Hayden, do you have a serious profile picture? That is my serious profile picture. Yeah. So it's a good point. But Ellen hit the nail on the head when she said about, you know, explaining, getting the feedback from last year and turning this into a little bit more of that education side of it. So we've pulled these breakout sessions together, and this is a way for the see, touch, and do, and learn about the importance of smart manufacturing. But I'll ask this question, and Ellen, you probably be able to answer this. So why is it important for us to do this, to explain to them what smart manufacturing is at such a basic layer? What is the need for that?
So, I mean, a couple of things on that is, one, I think, first of all, you can be so overwhelmed going, you know, just the mindset of industry 4.0 smart manufacturing can be totally overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And you go into a trade show and you can be totally overwhelmed and like, where do I start? Right. And so this is more of the see, touch, do with the breakout. You know, it's going to be 40-minute breakouts, and it's going to be much more personal, and you're not there like uncomfortably standing, asking a question to a sales guy, right? These are the technology folks that are going to be able to tell you about where technology fits in, right? And how it can apply. And you can get paralyzed by like, well, do I choose this or this, or do I go here? So it's really like, okay, so now what do I do and how do I take that first step? Right. Yeah. The reason why it has to happen is there just aren't enough people. We have to get more efficient, like you said.
Yeah.
Right. The whole extra hour of sleep. I mean, I think about manufacturing, and my goodness, you get in there at early in the morning and you leave late at night. Manufacturing is, can be tough. And so, but with automation and, you know, doing things more efficiently, you're not spending, you know, I remember there were hours that people would walk around, you know, with a clipboard checking how many parts, counting parts, whatever, you know, that you don't have to do that, right? Mm-hmm. With robots and automation, right? You can have that doing work beside you while you're doing something else, so you can get more done. So it's important, A, because of the workforce piece, because we have to compete, but also you can get that extra hour and leave and actually go see your kids.
Yeah. I think I obviously we know what the biggest myth is about smart manufacturing, and it's, you know, the people side of it, but it's funny. I had this conversation with, you know, my stepdad. He worked for Textron for many years, and he walked around with a clipboard, knew every part and had it all on paper. And I just had this conversation with him the other day. So this is one of those opportunities to help educate that generation that's aging out and starting to kind of pull those two gaps together. Right. And it kind of to this younger generation of they've only ever known technology and where it's going, and this older age generation that, you know, is just, it's foreign to them. So I guess that's then the question where we get a lot is, well, where does Mass MEP fall in this? And how are you connected to this? So kind of maybe you guys can explain how we get connected to this and how we help with that, bridging that gap.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, a couple of notes on that. It's so important because we talk about workforce, right? And if you want to get more people into manufacturing, young folks into manufacturing, you walk into a shop and it's antiquated and old and, you know, like, I don't want to be doing the same thing every day,
mm-hmm.
right? And folks are very used to like, okay, now I'm going to do this and now I'm going to do this. And, oh, I just got an email and, right, like, changing and shifting, etc. And so, like you said, it's comfortable for young yeah. folks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, allowing them, you know, I was at a client a couple weeks ago, and they had a young engineer that they basically let take something and automate it. And it was simple. It was like a simple robot with a 3D printer that printed trays with a simple vision system to solve a problem. And you could tell they let him go, and he did it. And it made a heck of a lot of sense for them. And until then, you know, it took a lot of time. Did they lose any people? No. Right. And it's something that somebody doesn't want to do. Right. And that's what's going to happen. And there are jobs that people don't want to do. You're not going to keep people doing that. So, you know, where Mass MEP falls in is, you know, we've done a lot in the past with Lean. A lot of the MEP centers have. And this is really the next step. It's part of the overall journey, right? You can't do one really without the other. You know, we were in that client, they could use some value stream map, et cetera, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't have done this automation piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really tie together to be successful as a company and to continue to grow your workforce.
And I just piggybacking off of that, I think where Mass MEP really falls into place here is your resource expert, your advisor. Mm-hmm. So we will go in, we will bring the people that we have vetted out that can go in and do these assessments, identify where you might want to automate, identify where you might want to put in additive manufacturing or the Internet of Things. And then we will bring the experts in that can support your organization with taking it to the next level. But we really want to serve as the advisor of, yes, this investment does make sense. And additionally, there is funding out there that can support you with this. So let's apply for some of these grants as well. So I think that's really where Mass MEP is the link, is just being that advisor, that consultant in the manufacturing facility, guiding them and finding the right experts to come in and implement.
Yeah, that's a great point, Christy, because you'll have, you know, you call a 3D printer company up or you call an ERP system up, they're going to come in and say, yeah, it can do that. We can do that. Sure. Mm-hmm. Right. And then a year down the road, 2 years down the road, you're stuck. Yeah. Right. And so, you know, we really pride ourselves in connecting with a lot of different companies out there, having the understanding, having the resources and the non-biased approach to help provide the best solution, the right resource. And we're connected with all the other MEP centers across the nation.
Yeah.
Right. Which, you know, we reach out, hey, we can't, you know, I can't find a resource for this. This is a unique problem. And we reach out to the rest of the network. We have an advanced technical team that helps resolve these. And if they're, you know, we're also connected to the Manufacturing USA Institutes,
yeah.
Right. And the federal labs. So, you know, we really kind of spread the gamut. So it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. This is where the industry needs to go. Well, we're going to help take you there.
I think what's great is, so you going over all of that, that overarching idea is each one of these breakout sessions that we have has a component from each one of those pieces, right? So whether it's from the universities and the labs and the incubators, if it's from NIST, that we have coming in and speaking to the funding side of things, each one of these breakout sessions does hit, and it has those subject matter experts in those breakout sessions. So Kevin, do you want to run through, can you let everybody know what each of those breakout session rooms are that we have available, and then kind of tell them where they can find the information, which everybody's going to be like, I know. It's that the famous massmep.org website, which it is, but there's also a little bit more detailed information if you want to drill down a little bit more on the breakout room. So what are the breakout rooms that we have for that day?
Yeah, so the breakout sessions that we have are the Smart Manufacturing Roadmap, and this is facilitated by Mark Roth. And I don't know, Brian
Panacek.
That's
brilliant.
You knew I was going to have trouble with that.
I know. And that it was a test really to see if you could handle it. And I was like,
I couldn't.
Okay. We got you.
The next one, we have Automation and Robotics by Jake Tompkinson.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Additive Manufacturing facilitated by Hayden.
Yep.
Chips and SBIR funding.
Yeah.
Cybersecurity.
Yeah. Yep.
And then Lean Journey.
Yep.
Power and Energy Optimization.
You got it.
I believe that's it, correct?
Yeah, that's all the rooms.
And
yeah.
I mean, we have a bunch more information regarding like smart manufacturing, our agenda for that day. The Jack Healy Award is on there as well. Our speakers, our sponsors. We have a whole bunch of information on our Mass MEP website.
All right. So there you go. So when they go to register. So each of the rooms in breaking down the information and the education side of it. I know, Christy, you're going to be in the CHIPS and the SBIR funding room. We have NIST involved in that.
Yeah.
Be a room for that.
Make sure you guys register for that room. I need my room to be packed full. But we will have Morgan Dwyer from the CHIPS Act on the NIST MEP side. So really excited to have her. We're also going to have Ben Linville Engler from Mass Tech Collaborative on the state side and what the state is doing. They've put in a couple of applications to bring some dollars to the state of Massachusetts for the CHIPS. And we have Mark Smithers, who is co-founder of Boston Engineer. He used to be our board chair, and is now a special consultant to our board, but he does a lot with reviewing SBIR grants. So I think we're going to get a lot of information from him on funding through SBIR for companies as well.
Yeah, I think the hardest part about this whole thing is that we do ask people to pick top three, because we only have three rotations for the breakouts. So it might be a bit of a struggle to pick your top three for that day. However, you may pick your top three. The day still has other elements in it. There is networking opportunities. So that doesn't mean that the topic of discussion just is only available in those time slots. It's available in other time slots. It's just the prioritization for you and what your needs are, and then figuring out, okay, let me make sure I connect with these other people. Like we said, in our books, it's a 12-hour day. So we think you probably can make it work as well for the day. So, the Lean Journey is with FlexCon and with what they're doing. And that I think is, it's more or less, I kind of look at it as like the starting point, and they'll kind of show you how they went from what they needed to step away from and look at their lean journey and their continuous improvement to then move into, now we can do smart manufacturing. So we hit all aspects of what we consider to be important for smart manufacturing in the breakout session. So yeah, so pick your top three, and then the rest of the time, like when Ellen said, each one of those facilitators will have a space, and or if they don't have a table, they will be networking. So you can go up and talk to them and ask them those questions. Now, we did say, Ellen, you said it goes all day. It does. So then after we do the breakout sessions, we do our lunch. And then we do, Kevin had said, the Jack Healy Award. I don't think we're releasing that information yet. I think we're holding that a little close for a couple more weeks. We like it to be a big surprise the day of the event. So our Jack Healy Award winner will be announced that day. Rep Roy will be there announcing and presenting the award too. It's like the passing of the torch. He won it last year with HSI. And so he is going to be passing the torch over to the new Jack Healy Award recipient. But I think people will be pleased to see how this recipient has kind of encompasses all of these elements as well, and what they do and how they're connected in the manufacturing world, and how the smart manufacturing is a component of who they are. So it's a great award recipient, and it's a good fit for what we have for the afternoon for them. Then we move into the tour, and the evening networking is what we've called it. So we have an afternoon tour, and the afternoon tour is at Solvis Global, which is, we're going to their headquarters in Worcester. Christy, give everybody kind of an idea as to why this would be a great opportunity for them to see, to go on this tour.
Yeah. So this is super exciting. Solvis Global has been just expanding over the past several years. They have a manufacturing space in Leominster, which we'll get out to eventually. However, it was just too far from Polar Park. But what we're going to see when we go in is we will have their CEO spend about 15 minutes giving us some information about Solvis Global, how you work with Solvis Global, and some of the spin-out companies that they've had from there. When we go downstairs, we're going to see some pretty impressive machinery, 3D printing, robotic arms that are like, I don't know, like the size of my shed out back. We're going to see where they produce their metal powders as well for the 3D printing. And we're actually going to get to meet the spinoff companies as well. So I'm super excited for that tour. It'll be about 45 minutes and MassMeP will be providing transportation back and forth. So nobody has to jump back into their cars and go back and forth.
Yeah. So if you're looking to, if you haven't registered yet and you're living under a rock and haven't seen any of these promotions to get registered, come out from underneath the rock, get yourself registered, click on that you would like to attend the tour, and then you'll be added into that. If you are somebody that has already registered, you've received a confirmation email from us, and you still, there was actually an option that you could go back in and you could click on a registration to register for the tour. The last thing that we have for the day is we're calling it Grill and Chill with MassMEP. It's a time for some evening networking. There'll be some great food, some good drinks, and great networking with MassMEP, any of our manufacturers that we work with regularly, and just some of our third parties that will be there, just different guests, just an opportunity for MassMEP to kind of say thank you is really how I see it, to everybody that is a part of this event itself and those that come and attend, and a great way to kind of break down those business walls and say, hey, let's just get together and enjoy a WooSox game. So that will be in the evening. So same thing. There are limited spaces though for both of these. So we do, it is a first come first serve. So if we can get people into them, then we would love to have it. But yeah, so you'll see Christy that day in her CHIPS SBIR room. She does want that filled. So go register, pick her room, and Ellen will be our MC. So she's running the whole show for the day. So she will be there.
Haley, let's not forget that we did order up some fireworks for Ellen's birthday.
That's right. You're right. Yeah.
That's so, the only reason I agreed to do this.
Yeah. They're special. They don't happen every Friday night at the park. They're special for That's Ellen. Right.
That's what I'm telling my kids.
Yeah.
Look what they did for your mom. She's so important. Oh, Christy, that I totally forgot about that. This is so good. Such a great point. I love it. So yeah, so that's it. I would, I would say, what are you most looking forward to? But I think we all are really just looking forward to the whole event. It's always a lot of fun. We're excited to see how the breakout sessions go and what the value add is, that the key takeaways are that these attendees that come and move away from this with. So it's pretty exciting. But registration will be coming to a close, like pre-registering. So for those people that want to pre-register, you need to get pre-registered by the 18th of May. Otherwise you're moving to on-site registration that morning of the 19th. So we will take on-site registration, but if you want to pre-register and just show up and your name badge be there and ready to go and make our registration team just so happy that you pre-registered, we would appreciate that, as they would too. So yeah, so that's what we've got. So that's it. Anything else you think of that's really important that we want to make sure people know and understand coming to this event?
A free beer on MassMEP at the Grill and Chill. I mean, can't beat that.
There it is. That's it. That'll do the afternoon for everybody. So yeah. So go to massmep.org, go into our workshops, get registered and attend the event. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Ellen, for joining us today. And don't forget to bring Ellen's birthday presents with you as well. We'll have a birthday present table. You can just drop them off on your way through.
Yeah. Or cash. We take cash.
Cash. Yeah. Cash is, that's great. Great cash. Yes. Cash. Cash for presents at the table. So, all right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmep.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.